Ukrainians living in Colorado rallied in solidarity outside the state capital Thursday as Russian troops waged war on their homeland. Governor Jared Polis released a statement condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of the Ukraine. He offered support to the thousands of Ukrainians living in the state, saying that, quote, Colorado stands on the side of freedom. Polis said he and other federal leaders are urging Congress to suspend the federal gas tax and push forward with renewable energy to prevent severe economic fallout. He stated that clean resources would ensure energy independence from volatile world affairs. Polis followed up his statement with an executive order pledging to restrict Colorado state resources from supporting the Russian government or Russian state-owned companies. In a separate statement, Colorado Treasurer Dave Young said his department reviewed the state's investment portfolio and found no Russian-owned assets. Colorado and three other Rocky Mountain states are seeking federal funding for a regional hydrogen hub to meet climate change goals. Governor Jared Polis and the governors of New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming announced plans to compete for $8 billion of funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. Polis created a clean hydrogen plan last year to process and store the alternative fuel. The state's greenhouse gas reduction plan targets a 50% decrease in emissions by 2030 and a 90% reduction by 2050. Denver Public Schools are using federal COVID-19 relief money to avoid layoffs. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The district said that it received $16 million for schools in the 2021-2022 school year. The Denver Post reports that the schools also received and used an additional $3 million last semester in relief money to avoid laying off employees as declining student enrollment cuts into school budgets. In addition to declining enrollments, schools also are facing shortages in nurses, bus drivers, food service workers, and teachers during the pandemic. DPS said that an additional $6.5 million will be used next school year to help in keeping schools fully staffed. This month, the district placed a hiring freeze on vacancies in its central office and said it will cut the number of executive-level positions and have employees in senior leadership positions reapply for their jobs. DPS is facing funding cuts as enrollment in schools is expected to decline in the coming years. There are also plans to close schools as part of its downsizing plans. The district is creating a committee made up of families and other community members to determine what criteria should be used to close a school. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Denver police arrested over 40 people at Union Station's bus terminal on Thursday as part of a large-scale operation. The Denver Sheriff's Department assisted with the ongoing effort to arrest people with outstanding warrants and those engaging in illegal activities. In December, the RTD announced that it was taking action to curb activities such as drug use in bathrooms. Thursday's arrest included 10 for felony offenses such as dealing drugs. The other arrests were for misdemeanor warrants and drug possession. Since January 1st, police have made over 500 arrests at the station. The Colorado Department of Transportation will begin monitoring a pilot system Monday that's expected to reduce traffic congestion on a portion of I-25. The Smart 25 pilot project is the first of its kind in North America and is modeled after a successful system in Australia. There, the system increased traffic flow by 25% and speeds improved by up to 60% during rush hour. These numbers are equal to adding a highway lane. The system uses vehicle detectors alongside highway entry ramps. The devices measure the number of vehicles, their speed, and the length of the line of vehicles waiting to merge onto the highway. This data is linked to the timing of the green lights that allow vehicles to enter the highway. Freezing temperatures throughout the Front Range today with a chance of snow in the early afternoon and evening. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. In Boulder, partly sunny with a high near 27 and lows tonight around 9. In Denver, a high around 29 with wind chill values as low as -1. Lows tonight around 9. In Fort Collins, highs near 27 with wind chill values as low as negative 10. Lows tonight around 3 with wind chill as low as negative 6. Outside the Bowler Studios, it's 9 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.